Well, I don't know about you, Noel, but the only smoke I smelled was the barbecue going. That was definitely some smoked saturated wood for the smoker. Everything's okay.
It's great. We're all back in the TCC. We're good to go for today.
Always something exciting going on at live events. So no. Any word? False alarm?
Yeah, they just didn't have an event on in a kitchen. And
got
that's
a little
it.
Smoky in
got
there.
Got a little, the exhaust wasn't on, so
new
they,
guy
they
let
got
the oil
fixed.
Burn.
Yep.
All right, so if you were heading down and thought, well, maybe not, nothing to worry about here. We are at the Tucson Convention Center right off of I-10 and Congress. At the Saba Home and Patio Show, the 43rd annual. What, again, we've got Noel. Not everyone heard our conversation earlier, as not all of our affiliates carry the fourth hour. So what can people expect to see when they get
at the
here?
Home show? Yeah, so if you are, there's really something for everybody. So if you're looking to do home improvement, we've got everything you need here, whether it's landscaping, it's your heating and cooling, it's a pool, it's a spa, you name it. We've got everything that you need from a home improvement standpoint. But if you don't have a project to do, but you still want to get out and do some fun things, we've got a crafters area where we've got people selling clothing, jewelry, wine, you name it, a lot of cash and carry items. So we've got that for everyone, and we've got a bunch of exciting events going on in the arena as well.
Tell me about the far east side, that 1700 aisle, because you have a special dedication there, and it actually is going along with today's topic of sustainability and recycling.
Yeah, so with Saba, so if you're not familiar, Saba Home Show stands for Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. So that's a big, long word, so that's why we use the acronym Saba.
And when we started our broadcast in Tucson in 2003, 2004, that was the first thing we learned was Saba. Y'all have definite penetration in the market, no homeowner in Tucson doesn't know what Saba is.
Yeah, so what we have over in the 1700 aisle, so it's on the far, like you said, the far east end of the exhibit hall, is our Green Build Council has what they call a green living booth. So for people who really want to learn about types of products that are green products that they can use in some of their building structures or whatever in their home, whether it's your patio, it's this, it's that, you can go down to that booth and talk to some of our experts there from the Green Build Council.
Excellent. And is the Green Build Council I know there is a Green Build Council.
There's a Green Build Council within
Tucson
Saba.
It's
just within Saba. So some of our Saba members are part of the Green Build. So if we've got some members of the organization that do things related to green products, they've got their own council that meets, so they put together their own booth for the show.
Independent from the national, but it's all within Saba.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Y'all always are very on, you don't just say, all right, you know what, this is as good as we'll ever be, and we'll be fine right here. You're always looking ahead and what's next, and
always
one step ahead of the game.
Definitely.
Well, back in the, we've got the exhibit hall, and then that's the arena on the northeast side. What's going on in there?
So in the arena, we've got a couple of things going on. We have Central Pet there, who's one of our major sponsors. And if you are a pet enthusiast, we have pet-related products. We've got pet presentations. So we've got professional dog trainer there. We've got people talking about how to use e-collars. We've got people talking about reptiles, snake avoidance in your yard, or bite protection.
It's going to be a good one. We saw the first snake our neighbor did a month ago.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be, you know, it was a mild winter, and the weeds are going to be growing. The rodents are, they're going to be everywhere.
Yeah. And then we've got boats and trucks in there. We've got, if you want to try scuba diving, we have dry suits. You can actually get in the water fully clothed with a dry suit on, and you can try out scuba
diving.
Now,
is that in one of these big spas in the middle? Or
No, in the arena, Patio Pools has donated an above-ground pool for them to do this event. And what's really cool about it is if you're interested in the pool, you can come on down and register to win the demo pool that's being used all weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, I know above ground pools aren't totally used that much in Arizona, but if you want to try and win a free one, hey, maybe take it to someone in the Midwest, right?
There you go.
And we've got Tucson Originals here. And for those who don't know what that is, it's basically all local restaurants in Tucson. And they are doing culinary presentations on the west side of the exhibit hall all weekend. We've got cameras even on the stage so you can actually watch how they're doing the cooking.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got like TV screens there as well. So you can watch them on the prep table and on the gas range.
You can actually watch what their hands are doing.
You can watch what they're doing.
Trying to imagine it.
So they can be talking about it, but you can actually see it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And no parking fee. Sob always picks up the parking tab.
Yeah. So if you're really worried about coming downtown, because that can get a little scary for people, where do I go? Where do I park? You don't have to worry about it. It's all free parking the entire weekend in the all the lots around here.
And your hours today?
Hours today are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And then tomorrow?
Tomorrow's actually 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Excellent. And there are a few dish I saw down there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few TVs scattered throughout.
Yeah.
Are there any licensing issues that would keep them from putting the U of A game on?
No, and I think that's what Dish is planning on doing is putting up the game.
Nice.
So for those who are, like basketball, but maybe they don't have to be glued in front of the TV, but just kind of want to know what's going on in the score, come on down. That'd be a great time to be at the show. And
they're right in the middle of the exhibit hall, so you could pass it about every 20 minutes
if
you're making your loops.
Get some updates. You bet.
Excellent. Well, Noelle, thank you. And again, it's the 43rd annual Sabal.
Yeah, we're starting into the 43rd year.
Excellent. Well, thanks as always for having us here. And it's been an exciting morning. It'll be an exciting show.
Yeah. Hopefully no more fire drills. We'll be good.
Excellent. Thank you, Noelle. And the best way to get here?
Best way to get here? It depends on where you're coming from. But if it's basically just right off of I-10, like you said, in Congress, just a tiny bit east of the I-10. So it's pretty easy to get to.
And that those train tracks I see, obviously I don't use the local Metro.
Yeah.
So are those only for business hours and tracking, or is there?
No, it'll be running on the weekends. So if they know the proper parking areas, they can take the trolley in. So it might be a little fun to take it in and check that out for the first time. Just have a little fun and do something different.
And I have seen the trolley go over to downtown a little farther northeast by a bunch of. You were talking about places to eat. Now,
yeah,
I don't,
so
I don't
you can come
the
to the home show, and then you can take the trolley and, get off at a different location and maybe try a new restaurant in Tucson if you haven't tried it.
Excellent. Well, thanks again. It is the Saba Home Show, Home and Patio Show, the 43rd annual. Is there I know we've got tickets to give away. I've got about a handful left here. What's the general admission otherwise?
General admission is $8, but if you go on our website, you go to sabahomeshow.com, you can actually print out a $2 off coupon. But if you do bring a canned good or make a cash donation to the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, they're right here on spot, and you'll get an extra dollar off your admission. So we really want to support that local organization.
And that's right in front in the main entrance. What are all those plants behind them?
So the Tucson African Violet Society is having their 57th annual judged show. So their award-winning judged violets are actually here on display. So people can come see all the different types of violets, and they can look at the award-winning ones as well.
And one more point that brings to mind as we're talking about it. You leave there and you go into the upper exhibit hall. It's a ballroom. And in the corner of that ballroom, there's
rumba. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. So rumba, it's called Reused Materials Becoming Art. So it's part of Tucson Clean and Beautiful. And there are students and there are community people who have made artwork out of all recyclable materials. So it's kind of cool to come check it out and see what people are capable of doing from an artistic standpoint with recycled materials.
It's pretty neat. And they're judging that rumba.
They're judging the rumba as well.
Rumba.
Rumba. Reused materials becoming art.
And that was something that they put on, you said, Tucson Clean and Beautiful. And they had all week to put in entries, and they've got schools and different educational. Yeah, there's some neat stuff in there. They did, there was like a full lizard.
Yeah, people have made things out of crazy, crazy recyclable materials.
The one guy said, I'll show you how to make an amplifier for a smartphone. And he had taken two Dixie cups, cut a hole in it, and put a cardboard, the cardboard center from a paper towel roll, and cut a slot that you put your iPad or smartphone in. And plays it, and it echoes from the cardboard and out the Dixie cups. And
seriously?
It was hilarious.
Check that one out.
There's some very creative stuff over there. So a lot going on here today. And, of course, you've got an incredible host of food providers out on the loading dock.
We do. So if you also want to try some local food trucks in Tucson, you can come on down to the show. You know, besides checking out all the home improvement, you can go out into the courtyard and you can, you know, try different types of local food trucks, which is great too.
Sounds great. Well, it's Rosie on the House. If you've got a question, it is the open line hour, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. After the break, we're actually going to come back and take our first caller, but it's actually an attendant of the home show who's just down here early. We'll take the call live on air, and that opportunity will be open to you. We're broadcast, as always, live till 11. So if you're headed down, you want to ask your question either in person, on or off the air. We are in the Saba West office. Is that what they call this?
You guys are in the West office,
yes. The West office. Not hard to find. The door's open. It's the West side. So we'll be here. Come on in. Stop in. Say hello. And we'll get you taken care of. It's Rosie on the House.